GYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, it all started back in late November and early December with games coming out of the chute. Mississippi Valley Conference play began then the first week of December. And tonight, the regular season comes down to a close as it'll be the defending 3A state champion, Xavier Saints, coming down I-380 to take on the number one rated in Class 4A, Iowa City West Trojans. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready to bring you the action tonight to close out the Mississippi Valley Conference regular season as Cedar Rapids Xavier will take on Iowa City West. The West High Trojans, 17-2 on the year. They've already wrapped up the Mississippi division of the Mississippi Valley Conference with a record of 14-1 coming into tonight in MVC play. The Saints of Xavier coming in 10-10. They are 8-7 in the Mississippi division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. And Xavier looks as though one way or the other tonight they will end up at no worse a tie for second place. So we got the top two teams in the division going at it here tonight, Phil, and a very, very special night. It's, of course, senior night here at Iowa City West, and they had a great ceremony a little bit earlier on, as the seniors and a very good senior class it is, we're all recognized here tonight. Of course, also this weekend, Kenny Arnold being helped out financially and emotionally as well with the Kenny Arnold T-shirts, the whiteout at Carver Hawkeye Arena up the road on Saturday. Both teams are here wearing the Kenny Arnold T-shirts, warming up here tonight. We got a slew of former Hawkeyes here. Ronnie Lester, Vince Brookins, Tree Henry, Kenny Fillard, of course, with his son playing for Iowa City West. Just kind of a fun atmosphere here tonight.
It is, and a lot of people down there talking and shaking hands with the former Iowa players. It's always good to see them. Coach Bergman get a chance to talk to those guys before the basketball game, too, as well. He told us he grew up with some of those guys in college playing pickup basketball against some of them, and he had a lot of memories with them. So it's nice to see that Coach Bergman and the Iowa City West Trojans, as well as the Xavier Saints, can help that cause a little bit leading in here to the high school tonight. And it's a great opportunity to come together as a community and support one of your own.
Absolutely, and great as well that Xavier is here, of course, coached by Ryan Lersman, former University of Iowa Hawkeye in there as well. But we got a basketball game to talk about here tonight, and a couple things right out of the chute. First of all, the Xavier Saints tonight are going to be shorthanded going into this one. They will be without their sharpshooter from the perimeter, Jackson Jones, the 6'5 junior, is not going to play tonight. He suffered a concussion-like symptoms, if you will, in their win on Tuesday night over Dubuque Waller. Suffered that early on, went out, did not play the rest of the game. Was evaluated after that. They thought everything was okay, and everything's still, for the most part, pretty good, but they're kind of erring on the side of caution here. Had a couple minor setbacks, so he is not going to play tonight. And the way it sounds, he will not be playing in the opener as far as the tournament trail coming up on Monday night as well for Xavier.
Yeah, and they hope to get him back if they would win on that Monday night, the tournament opener. They would hope that he could be back to play on Thursday. At least that's kind of the tentative plan right now, but I guess you got to wait and see and let nature take care of things there and see how fast things get together. We wish him well. Hopefully you don't want to, especially this time of year, you don't want to be missing time, but it's good to err on the side of caution, like you said. And you always want to do what's best for the individual and the long-term health of that individual. Certainly supersedes anything that's going to happen right now at this point in time, but it's going to be a hole to fill for the Xavier Saints without having Jackson Jones there. You know, he's a outside shooter. He's averaging double digits. He's third leading scorer on the basketball team. He's somebody that has had a lot of minutes, taken a lot of minutes, so they're going to have to mix it up a little bit with who they're going to bring in. I think Spencer Dempelwolf will get a few more minutes in that regard there, and we'll see how the game progresses tonight, but yeah, that certainly is a blow to the Xavier Saints.
Probably, not the thing to do when you're playing the number one team in the state of Iowa. And we saw them on Tuesday night up at Jefferson, and West High was running on all cylinders that night as they beat the Jayhawks sandily, 85-61. They had the running game going, shot the ball well, played excellent defense. They did everything right that night.
Yeah, they were very impressive. And a little bit, I got to talk to Coach Bergman here just a little bit ago. He said, you know, there's times that was some of the best we've looked at certain parts of our game, transition game defensively and that sort of stuff. But he still wants to see a consistency. And he says, you know, it's different lineups, trying to get the right lineup and the chemistry going out there for the entire ball game. And because they got a lot of talent. A lot of kids can play on this team. It's just a matter of figuring out which ones are ready to go on any given night. The three players, he's got three that are going to play a lot of minutes, and that's Lane and the two McCaffreys. They're going to get a ton of minutes. And then it's the rest of the kids that you're going to mix around them.
Xavier and West going at it here tonight at Iowa City West. Of course, the other thing to remember here, bigger court for Iowa City West. 94 feet. This is the college regulation, pro regulation court. So you got 10 more feet to work with. And for West, it's not going to be a big deal. They practice. They play here. But it is usually an advantage for West High when other teams come here because not quite used to getting up and down those extra 10 feet for about an hour and a half.
Exactly, and especially when you play an up-and-down team like West is this year, like we just mentioned, with the transition game, that's going to help them. That's going to be a little bit of an advantage to them coming into this one. And you know, it's good preparation for West when you get to the tournament time. Possible sub-state game could be at the U.S. Cellular Center and then out in Des Moines. At Wells Fargo, you have that bigger court as well, too. So nice little advantage for the Trojans.
One of the things to watch in this game tonight, we are going to have a sensational point guard matchup here tonight. Of course, Connor McCaffrey, head of the University of Iowa, we think, next year. That is still up in the air a little bit if it's going to be prep school, if it's going to be Iowa, if it's going to go to Iowa without the scholarship. Just kind of be a walk-on, if you will, play baseball, basketball. We really don't know at this point. But going to go up against Matt Mims tonight for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Mims leading Xavier in scoring, 15.5 points per ball game. And also for Mims, 3.5 rebounds. Two of the best passers you're going to find around. Matt Mims averaging 5 assists per game. Connor McCaffrey at 4 assists per ball game in there. So, yes, Connor's 6'6". Well, Matt Mims, a little smaller at 5'10", but it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, and Mims only with only 28 turnovers to go against all those assists, 28 turnovers on the year, which is very good for somebody that's going to have the ball in his hand so much and direct the offense and all of that. So it is going to be a nice one, an individual matchup that you look at out there and you see how that goes. Of course, West is going to get up into defensively, and they're really going to try and press you. I think Xavier's going to probably vary some things up on what they do defensively. So I don't know if you'll necessarily see the matchup the other way as far as Mims guarding McCaffrey or whoever that's going to be out there. But I think you will see it going the other way. And, you know, you're going to have West has got a variety of kids. Ono Fillard, Devontae Lane. I wouldn't be surprised if Devontae Lane gets the matchup on Mims as well either. He's terrific defensively.
Of course, Connor and Patrick were leading the way on Tuesday night up at Cedar Rapids Jefferson in scoring. Devontae Lane did all the little stuff that night. 14.8 points per game, shooting 52% from the field. The more telling stats, 4.5 assists and over 3 steals a game, and he had to have at least 5 or 6 steals in that game against Jefferson. And when he wasn't stealing the basketball, he was creating havoc and getting his hand on loose balls.
Yeah, and then he makes all the right decisions. He seemed like he was always in the middle of the break in transition and dishing it off at the right time to finish things. And he definitely had a very, very good basketball game. Coach Bergman said, you know, for stretches there, that was as good as he's been playing at any point in time. And that's a big statement because he's played pretty well throughout his career.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, who is probably at home listening tonight. So, Dan, thank you very much. And thanks to everybody, you and Tom, over at First Federal Credit Union. We do appreciate your help. Check them out online, their website, firstfedcu.com, or better yet, just stop on by one of their two locations. Going to have a third location in the near future down by Westdale Mall as well. They'll have that location up and going after the construction has been completed. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. You drive by that on I-380 going northbound right at the S-curve downtown. Stop by check them out online at firstbetcu.com. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups in this one tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier. They're all the way back to 500 now at 10-10. Of course, the defending state champions in Class 3A basketball, 8-7 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Tonight, they will go with at a forward, Nolan Bukowski, 6'2", and a senior. And Bukowski on the air at 9.5 points per ball game. And third on the team at 3-point makes with 28 on the year. Also at a forward, it'll be number 34, Bryce Schulte, the 6'3 senior, into the starting lineup tonight for Jackson Jones. Schulte at 2.5 points per ball game and just over 3 rebounds a contest. Of course, he'll be a preferred walk-on for the Iowa Hawkeye football team. At center, it'll be number 32, Max Tekau, the 6'7 senior, all-conference performer, 12.2 points per game, a 61% shooter from the field, and pulls down just under 9 rebounds a game for Cedar Rapids Xavier. At the guard spots, it'll be number 5, Matt Mims at the point, 5'10 junior, 15.4 points per game to lead Xavier in scoring, 33 three-pointers on the year, 5 assists per ball game to go along with about a steal and a half, and 3.5 rebounds a game. And also to guard, it'll be number 22, Quinn Schulte, the 6'1 sophomore at 3.5 points per ball game for Schulte. The head coach for the Xavier Saints is Ryan Lersman, assisted by Matt Foxhoven, Brad Stovey, Andy Allen, Mark Denny, and Dan Hillers. Now the starting lineup for Iowa City West here on Senior Nights. For the number one rated Trojans, 17-2 on the year, and 14-1 in the MVC. For West High, 3-guard lineup. They will go with Isaiah Ono-Fillard at 1 guard, number 34, the 5'11", the senior. And Ono-Fillard averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Doesn't take a lot of threes, but he's a pretty good shooter at 37%. Also at a guard, it'll be Devontae Lane, number 2, the 6'2", senior. And Lane at 14.8 points, a stat stuffer, 52% from the field. He can shoot the threes as well with 19 makes of the year, but 4.5 assists and over 3 steals per game. Also to guard, it'll be number 30, Connor McCaffrey on senior night, 6'6", and a senior headed to the University of Iowa, 19.5 points per ball game, a 43% three-point shooter, also pulls down 4.5 boards a game. And up front, at the forwards, it'll be number 20, Nate Disterhoff, 6'4", and a senior. And Disterhoff at 3.5 points a game. And number 22, Patrick McCaffrey, 6'7", and a sophomore, 15.2 points, shooting 64% from the field. And he's the guy that leads the break for Iowa City West. Head coach for the West High Trojans, Steve Bergman, assisted by Gordy Rundquist. So those are your lineups. Xavier in the navy blue uniforms, their road blues with the white numbers and letters. Xavier across the front with the sort of two-tone blue shorts. And Iowa City West in their home white with the green and gold trim, the green numbers, green letters. Trojans across the front, trimmed in gold, and the W on the side. The crowd singing the national anthem. They had a little technical glitch there with the recording, so
kind of nice.
The West students said, "Hey, we'll take care of this."
They did. That was, shout out to the West students. They did a nice job leading that.
All right, set to go here from West High. Xavier without Jackson Jones tonight, as he is going to sit out this game and probably next Monday, the way it sounds, against Central DeWitt in their opener. As we are set to go here, the West students across the way. Good student section tonight from West. As we are set to go. The McCaffreys, Disterhoff, Ono Fullard, and Lane for West High. For Xavier, the Schultes, Tekau Mims, and Butkowski.
How often is it, Scott, we get two brothers on two teams starting the game? Yeah. You don't see that very often.
Don't see that very often. Set to go here. It'll be Tekau to tip it up against McCaffrey. Both of them in there at 6-7. Ready to go from Iowa City. Regular season finale in the MVC on a Thursday night, and we're underway. And West High will have it first. They'll go to the bucket to our left. Up high here at West High. Man-to-man defense. It's going to be Bryce Schulte on Patrick McCaffrey. Down low to Lane. Posting up Quinn Schulte into the lane. Got cut off and had to lob it over to Ono Fullard. Off the dribble. McCaffrey, he'll step back. Float the jumper and got it from the right baseline on a high arching 10-footer.
Yeah, a little bit different kind of shot that time from McCaffrey. Going to his right fadeaway, but nice touch to finish.
2-0. One shot, one bucket for Iowa City West. Man-to-man for the Trojans. It's going to be Patrick McCaffrey guarding Matt Mims, interestingly enough, here to start things off. Mims comes off the ball screen, stutter dribble, comes left. Cross-court pass to Quinn Schulte, guarded by Devontae Lane. Now Tekau switches, gets it up top to Quinn Schulte. Down on the right baseline, on the drive, in all the way. Schulte had it knocked away and stolen. There's Lane again.
In the middle of it with his quick hands on defense.
Gets the hand back from McCaffrey. Gets it over to Connor now outside the arc left wing. Here's West. Little crossover. Drive and a kick to the corner. Ball tipped away by Mims and stolen out of there. Good save by Mims. He got it to Quinn Schulte.
Yeah, he had the wherewithal to find his own teammate out there and not just toss it in haphazardly.
Play just over a minute. 2-0 in favor of West High. Mims between the circles. Bounce outside the arc right of the circle to Bryce Schulte. Cross-court pass to Mims. Fakes the three. On the drive. Stops. Shot rejected out of there by Patrick McCaffrey. It timed it beautifully.
I think the length of him defensively caused problems right there. Mims thought he had enough separation, but he closed it down pretty quick.
Mims has given up about 8 inches on this matchup. Very interesting. Steve Bergman's going to put Patrick McCaffrey on Matt Mims.
And they're going to go. Xavier's going to be pretty deliberate, I believe, on the offensive end. They don't want to run. It's got to be part of their game plan.
Yeah, Xavier averaging 58 points a game and 75 for Iowa City West. No look pass inside to Tekau, posting up, and he gets the two down on the left block, and we're tied at two.
Mims, understanding where his teammate was, finds him down there on the nice little roll to the basket.
In front court, Lane to Disterhoff. Brings it out front. Ono Fullard at the right point over to Lane. Off the clear out. He'll drive baseline in all the way. Got double. Leaves it for Disterhoff. Spins. Puts it off the glass and had it blocked by Tekau.
Tekau goes and gets it. He doesn't just block it away. He tips it to himself almost.
2-2 and the pass inside. Way too tall and ahead of Quinn Schulte. Goes out of bounds. Yeah, turnover number two.
Nothing there for Schulte. Couldn't do anything with it if he caught it.
So, 2-2 game, and West will walk it up against the Saints. Jefferson got running with West on Tuesday night, and Xavier, I don't think, is going to do that. Ono Fullard, lob pass to the far corner. Disterhoff goes baseline. Cut off by Tekau, spins, now gets it out to Connor McCaffrey. Couple jab steps, crossover dribble, pass to the corner, tip, stolen away. Bukowski leads the 3-on-1. All the way down the left side of the lane and a left-hand layup. Good for Nolan Bukowski.
Yeah, and Bukowski on the break that time. He's waiting for Ono Fullard to commit. He never does, so he takes it all the way.
4-2 Xavier lead. Lane, high arching fall away, no. Thought he got fouled, nothing called, and here comes Xavier the other way. With the 4-2 lead, here's Mims. Pull up for a three, back iron, no. Rebound, Connor McCaffrey went high to get it. Connor in transition over to Ono Fullard. Wide open three. That's no good. Back tap by Disterhoff. Picked up by Xavier's Mims.
West with a quick transition shot that time.
4-2 lead, and now we're going to have a timeout taken by Xavier here. It's going to be a 30 called by Ryan Lersman. And it'll be Gabe Lux coming in as well for the Saints during this timeout. And Lux will come in, 5'10 junior, averaging about a point and a half a game. Again, no Jackson Jones tonight for Xavier.
A little bit different there, Scott. The timeout don't know if Coach Lersman sees something, you know, that matchup of McCaffrey on Mims, Patrick McCaffrey, that is, guarding Mims, if they're going to try and isolate where he thinks he maybe he can drive on him or get a little two-man game going where Techo, depending who's guarding Techo, if Techo can get a post-up.
Xavier will have the basketball. They'll inbound in front court, left of the glass. They'll make it right of the glass, looking in. Looking, Mims, and he'll bounce it in to Techo. Turns in the corner and now gets it up top to Mims. He'll set it up. Bukowski with the high ball screen. Little screen and roll. Bukowski takes it right free throw line. Cross-court pass almost intercepted. But Lux gets it back for Xavier. To Bukowski up top. Patrick McCaffrey on him. And now McCaffrey switches. Bukowski drops it inside. Left of the lane. Techo hooks the pass cross-court. Mims going baseline in all the way. Got fouled from behind by Patrick McCaffrey.
And that's what they're trying to do there, Scott. They're trying to find a spot where they could get Mims on a one-on-one situation with nobody that could have come and help and let him drive against McCaffrey and see if he could draw a foul.
Couple free throws coming up, and Matt Mims gets to the free throw line quite a bit. 62 of 82, a 76% shooter, and gets the roll in the first one. Evan Flitz and Hakeem Adunsi will come in for West High. First point for the 5'10 junior, Matt Mims. Deep knee bend, puts it up and got the second one. And Xavier with a quick 6-2 lead here over number one Iowa City West.
West having a hard time finding any kind of rhythm on the offensive end. Spent a lot of time on the defensive end.
Caffrey outside the arc. Give and go right back to Patrick. Got doubled inside. Leaves it forward on C. Bouncing to the corner to Flitz. Step back three. Good for Evan Flitz.
Finds it in the corner that time. Hadunsi draws a double team. Finds the open shooter.
Flitz, a 52% three-point shooter, really has picked up his game in the second half of the West High season. 6-5 over the halfway mark, game's first quarter. A tempo, though, that Xavier likes. Quinn Schulte over to Bukowski. Drop pass inside right block. Techo goes up off the glass and scores. Kind of a half hook for Max Techo.
Yeah, he turns to his right and comes back to over that left shoulder for the finish.
8-5. Xavier on top by three. Dunsey yo-yos the dribble between the circles. Sets a screen. Passing to McCaffrey. Circles to the free throw line. Plays catch with Flitz. Drop inside to Connor McCaffrey. Posting up. Backs his way in. Got a double. Kicks it back to Adunsi. He'll put it on the floor. Driving a kick. Flitz. Right of the circle. Three. In and out. No. And the rebound out of there to Techo.
Third rebound of the ball game for Techo.
Doing a good job inside right now. Xavier being patient. Spreading the floor here. Up 8-5. Lux. Bounce left of the circle. Jump stop. And the drop-off pass goes out of bounds from Quinn Schulte to Max Techo.
Lux almost got himself up in the air. Was it Lux that was on that drive? Almost the turnover. And I'm just going to say, Xavier's done a nice job avoiding the turnovers, which doesn't let West get the run out in transition.
Inbound, Mims will lob it up top and gets it right back for Nolan Bukowski. 2:34 to
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent.
Couple free throws good for Adunsi. 8-7 lead for Xavier with 2:12 to play here in the first quarter. Mims off to clear out. Starts to drive, hands it back to Lux as they work the weave up top. Schulte top of the circle.
Gets it back to Lux. Lawson in the high dribble. Lane comes up with a steal from behind. One-on-one all the way in. Layup good with the left hand.
Well, Lane does it off the steal. He gets him going a little bit up there with his quickness. Lux stumbled a little bit there and gave Lane the opportunity.
And you just see how quick West gets into that transition. And when they get running, good things happen. 9-8 West High, minute 40 to play here in the opening quarter. Mims at the far hash mark, picks it up, flits all over him. Hits it off to Lux. Sabian Sims into the game now for Iowa City West. 6'6 and a junior.
Smaller player now guarding Mims with flits.
Quinn Schulte, ball handling out front, bouncing the right baseline. Here in quarter number one. West with the ball. Connor McCaffrey, two-man game. Now on the drive, we've got a whistle away from the ball and a foul. And Noel Bukowski will pick up his first and the first or the second foul on Xavier.
Baseline out of bounds for Iowa City West. Connor McCaffrey's the inbounder.
And the inbounds, and again a quick whistle. Might have Tekau this time. No, Quinn Schulte.
Said he's holding Lane. Lane was trying to make a cut there. And said he got an arm bar on him. A little too physical.
West down by one with the basketball. 45 seconds to play. Odunsi in the high post, just above the left free throw line. Leaves it for Lane. Two-man game, right back it comes to Odunsi. He'll clear it out for him. Little jab step, bounce down low to flips as they work the triangle left. 30 seconds to play. And now West being patient here. On the drive, McCaffrey spins, goes into the lane. Little left-hand floater, no, and the rebound to Bukowski. Now Xavier will go for the last shot of the quarter.
Yeah, they're going to be patient. Mims, Stekau, little two-man game if they can set something up between the two.
12 seconds, Flitz comes out on Mims. 5-second count on. Drives, leaves it for Tekau. He'll turn and take the deep three. Curled it in and out, no good. 4 seconds to play. Here comes Lane. Lane quickly up court. Connor McCaffrey, 23-footer for the three. And it's good at the end of the first quarter of play. After one, it's Iowa City West 12 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 10. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here at KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you to start the second quarter. West with a steal by Devontae Lane and a basket. And Matt Mims just committed his first foul. That'll send Devontae Lane back to the free throw line. And much like Tuesday night, Phil, he's just been a one-man wrecking crew tonight.
Yeah, he's done a lot out there. He's the one that's given them some energy. I think, you know, they seem like they might be just a little bit lethargic for whatever reason. You know, senior night, that sort of stuff going on. Multiple games in a short amount of time as well. But he's the one that's getting them going.
15-13. Nolan Bukowski also had a three. Second free throw, in and out, back in again. So Lane was six. And now Connor McCaffrey coming back in. Lane will get a breather. So it'll be Ono Fillard, Patrick and Connor McCaffrey, Samian Sims, and Nate Disterhoff for West High. Quinn Schulte, Bryce Schulte, Tekau, Mims and Bukowski for the Saints, playing without Jackson Jones tonight. Spread court, stop and go move. No look pass over on the left side. Baseline to Schulte. Quinn backs it out. Little stutter dribble, starts a drive against Connor McCaffrey. Cut off, gets it back up top to Mims. High left hand dribble. They try to double up on him. Works on Disterhoff on the drive all the way in. Scoop layup, good. Wrapped it around, spun it off the glass, and a chance of the 3-point play.
Get down, going to his right, gets down in the lane, and that was a pretty-looking shot. A lot of English on that to get that ball to spin into the basket.
Matt Mims with four and trying to tie things up here. Free throw on the way and right through. And we are tied at 16 here with 5:50 to play here in the opening half. From West, Ono Fillard, far hash mark right. Works it up top between the circles to Sims. Xavier still in the man-to-man. West working the perimeter. Near side corner, Sims looking inside for McCaffrey. Instead goes up top to Patrick. Disterhoff up top to Patrick. On the drive right of the lane. All the way in and gets the layup.
Nice little curl coming around there that time. He goes with two hard dribbles. Gets into the lane area.
18-16. West up by two. Patrick McCaffrey now with two field goals and four. Mims off the spread court look. Diagonal pass right side. Bryce Schulte going one-on-one. Drive, stops, puts up the jumper. No, missed everything. And the rebound to Patrick McCaffrey. Lead ahead, Ono Fillard. Right back it comes to Patrick. Little poke shot, good. Little eight-footer right of the lane.
Found the mark offensively. Get him going. That's going to be a big help for the Trojans on offense.
Four in a row and a timeout going to be taken by Xavier. And it'll be a full timeout, so we'll keep it here with 4:54 to play here in the opening half. And you see that Xavier does not want to get the momentum, the crowd into it here, get them behind West High.
Yeah, any chance they get there, they're trying to break this up and keep it a kind of a choppy game, I guess is what you would say. Let them get a lot of baskets and momentum going. I think, you know, Coach Lurie's been talking about, too, about at the offensive end, stick to what we've been doing. We don't need the quick shots. We don't need the floaters or the runners. We're going to work it, make West play on defense, and slow the game down here. See if we can get into the fourth quarter and keeping it close.
20-16. Xavier has had a couple of three, checked out a four-point lead at one point at 6-2. West, this ties their high water mark right now at 20-16 with the Trojans up by four. Final night of the MVC tonight. Most of the other 4A and 3A conferences do go tomorrow night, but coaches made this, about 6-7 years ago, decided to move it from Friday to Thursday to give the teams one more day to get ready for the sub-states on Monday.
Yeah, and it gives them another little cushion, too, if there would be bad weather at the end of the year. Another date, possible date they could play.
20-16, off the timeout. High post, losing it for a moment was Max Johnson, who's just checked in. Tries to go back door and does to Schulte. Back to Quinn Schulte. Shot rejected by Disterhoff on the help defense.
Looks like we were going to get a good shot that time, but Disterhoff makes the athletic play with the block.
Ono Fillard works it to Disterhoff. Bullet pass inside off the hands of Connor McCaffrey and stolen out of there by Xavier. That's turnover number four against West. Bryce Schulte on the fake. Step back jumper. Got it. Just inside the arc. Between the legs and a step back for Bryce Schulte.
And that's one of those you like, no. Okay, it went in.
And on the other end, Sims beat Johnson back and a chance of the three-point opportunity. You look down and West is going to get back on you.
So they're going to keep pushing. They're going to put key pressure and trying to look every chance they can get.
Sims with the free throw to try to give West a five-point lead as Devontae Lane, Evan Flitz will come in.
And as Lane comes back in, it's good to see him come back in because he has a little, I don't know, like you say, Charlie horse from the other night. They said they're going to have to keep track of that when he comes out of the ball game.
Here's Sims. For the three-point play, it's up and in and out, no, and the rebound to Bryce Schulte. The Schultes, Mims, Bukowski, and Max Johnson in there right now for Ryan Lersman and Xavier. Mims, two-man game. A bounce down low to Johnson. Fakes, goes left. Turn around, high archer, no. Rebound slapped off the backboard, and Patrick McCaffrey corrals it. He'll bring it up against Schulte. Stop and go dribble all the way in. Hanks puts it up, no, but he drew the foul.
How about that for ball handling as well? He leads it right down the middle of the floor, gets the defensive rebound, and goes coast to coast.
Gabe Lux and Max Techow got to come back in now for Xavier.
Xavier's got 16 fouls, but it's pretty well distributed throughout the team.
Free throw, no good on the line driver by Patrick McCaffrey. 71% foul shooter. He'll have one more. Schulte and Bukowski will come out. Lux and Techow back in for Xavier. Free throw number two is good. The front kind, iron and good.
Kind bounce on the home rims.
23-18, West by five. Mims walks it across the timeline, gets it right back from Johnson. Looking inside, instead leaves it for Tech on the high post, two-man game. Mims, stop and go move. Takes the left free throw line up top to Quinn Schulte, and right back it comes to Mims. Going baseline. No look bounce down on the block to Techow. Leaner up. Good. It'll count the foul. And Devontae Lane will pick it up.
And that starts from Mims making a good decision off the penetration, finding a teammate on the opposite side of the lane, actually, that had a mismatch with Devontae Lane Gardner.
Max Techow to the line for the three-point opportunity. Trying to pull Xavier within a bucket. Free throw short, and rebounded there by Connor McCaffrey. Here comes Connor into the front court. Dribble the right hand, now he'll step back, take the three, no good, and the rebound, and we got a foul called on who?
That's going to be on
Odunsi,
yeah. He had Lux on the interior on the screen out that time.
Only the fourth team foul on West High. First on Hakeem Odunsi. Mac Johnson out. And Bryce Schulte right back in for Xavier. ...23-20... coming up on 3 minutes remaining in the first half. We'll take a look at two-way scores coming up for you here in just a little bit. Bounce inside, check out, back to Mims. Right of the key, three, no, and the rebound one-handed by Devontae Lane. West on the run. Long outlet pass. McCaffrey drives in the lane. Goes up with the leaner. Good. Contact play on.
Yeah, the body's hitting the floor. Schulte trying to slide in and take the charge, but they keep playing.
First two for Connor McCaffrey.
Yeah, and Mims got a good open look in that three. Those are the kind of shots you need to make against West if you want to try and pull the upset.
Check that. That's five now for McCaffrey. Quinn Schulte was fouled on the drive going in. I think that's going to be the second on Devontae Lane. And that will be the case. That'll be his second 15 foul against the Trojans. And Ono Fillard right back in.
Remember earlier, I just thinking back, Scott, when we saw these Xavier against Kennedy. I think it was before Christmas. Is that when Mims, or right after Christmas?
Right after Christmas.
When Mims was hurt his ankle.
Yep.
Well, Quinn Schulte has made leaps and bounds improvements since that ball game.
Cross court pass. Quinn Schulte steps in. Open 17-footer. Front iron no. And they're going to get a push underneath on Ono Fallard. And again, there's Tekau with good position.
His long arms down there. Now Coach Berglund gets a chance to talk to the officials. Coach Lersman had been doing it a little bit earlier.
2:21 remaining here in the opening half. Gabe Lux to get it in. To Mims. Bounce right in the lane. Tekau doubled. Gets it to Bryce Schulte. 2:14 to play. Setting the screen for Lux. Takes the left free throw line. Extended to Tekau. Thought about the jumper, but turned it down. And now Xavier will set it back up. Mims off the clear out. Crossover dribble and a drive. Brings it back outside the arc. As Patrick McCaffrey coming out on him. Bounce to Tekau. Posting up against Connor. Little spin move. Long hook. Missed everything from about 12.
You know, he had him pushed out far enough. Connor McCaffrey did. Defensively, good positioning.
Odunsi, nice crossover dribble. Drop step. High off the glass. Won't go, though. And the rebound to Bryce Schulte.
Beautiful looking drive. Just no finish.
Mims going one-on-one. Hangs, puts it up, and got the roll off the glass.
Looking to draw the contact. Wanted to get a three-point play, but they said play through it.
25-22. Connor McCaffrey on the other end. Fouled on the penetration move.
I thought Matt might get a reaction from Coach Lersman, but he's pretty calm right now, though.
17 foul on Xavier, and Connor McCaffrey to the line for a pair of free throws. Who's almost automatic. He's 88%. And the first one up and good.
Good free throw shooter, as you'd suspect.
Fran and Margaret went through senior night tonight.
They got nice jerseys, framed jerseys. They're beautiful looking pieces. Good keepsakes for the players. That's a nice classy touch by Iowa City West.
Seven for Connor McCaffrey. Got them both. 27-22. West High by five. Xavier with the ball. Minute 15 to play. Up top, Bryce Schulte turns. Left open. Three. No. Tech out of the rebound. Back up. No, but he was fouled.
Well, that's one thing Iowa City West is going to have to get figured out is who's going to keep him off the glass, because he's got six rebounds, three of them on the offensive end.
He came in averaging almost nine boards a game and 3.5 offensive rebounds.
Those long arms pose a lot of problems. He can reach out and snag things that you don't think he can get to.
Tekau gets the first free throw. 56%, but that's an improvement. And the style, the free throw attempt looks much better, too. And he got both of them there. Double figures, 10 for Tekau. 27-24, Xavier hanging around. Against number one West High. Connor McCaffrey off the clear out. The 1-4 look. Hands it back to Patrick now. He'll bring it left. Looking inside. The high post down to Odunsi. High low. Inside Connor McCaffrey with the catch. Left hand shot off the glass. No. Put back. No. Rolls off the iron. And the rebound to Bryce Schulte.
You know, he thought he was going to get it, but he couldn't quite get. Couldn't quite finish there in the interior. Good post up.
And Xavier's going to get a timeout with 46.2 to go. They're going to bring in Bukowski, which tells me that Xavier's going to go for the last shot here.
Yeah. Interesting. Third timeout Xavier's used, right?
Yep. They only have two remaining. I'll give you the finals for 2A basketball coming up at halftime. And a whole lot more as well. As West has had as much as a five-point lead. Xavier's led by as many as four here. But the Saints taking pretty good care of the ball, only four turnovers in the half. And they haven't allowed West to get up and down.
And that's big, Scott. That's really big right there, where they limit that up and down game, the transition game.
35 seconds to play. And it seems Xavier D goes for one. Evan Flitz back into the game now for West High. Mims on the handoff as they work the weave up top. Spread court here. Bukowski picks it up and gets it to Quinn Schulte. Flitz all over him. Down to 19 seconds to play.
Old Dick Bybrock, Regis Wee, they used to run.
13 seconds. Mims way out front left. Comes off the high ball, screen right. Angles that way, looking inside. Lob pass inside to Tekau. Turn around, left-hander good for Max Tekau, who's got 12 and a half.
Connor McCaffrey, half court, and a blocking foul is called on Matt Mims with 0.3 seconds remaining as he fouled McCaffrey half court.
Takes a shot, takes a gamble at that, trying to get pick one up. You may have just been better served to just get away.
And Connor McCaffrey, there's definitely contact. Something had to be called there.
Well, he thought he was going to get a charge. Thought he could draw it in there.
1-1, good for McCaffrey.
And the foul wouldn't have been so bad if they weren't in the bonus. But now you get a, they wouldn't have scored otherwise.
One more coming up, trying to give West High the three-point lead. He does. Oh, and now a technical foul on the Xavier bench.
Wow. He didn't. I don't know what. There's no nothing demonstrative there. Coach Lersman was kneeling. He wasn't up. He wasn't trying to do anything.
So it'll be a technical foul. And it'll be Connor McCaffrey staying right there. So it was a 27-26 game.
You thought that's what it was going to be going into the half.
As the free throw is no good. One more coming up, and then West will have the ball for 0.3 seconds.
Coach Lurz was going to have to sit now the rest of the game.
1 out of 2 that trip, 3 out of 4. Now 0.3 seconds. So the momentum that Xavier had on that beautiful play at the end goes by the wayside, and they had a technical foul.
And they took a timeout to get that, run that last play down to the stretch, and they executed it well.
Time for the lob for West. McCaffrey looking to get it in. It does to Odunsi. And it would not have counted even if it had gone, and that's it for the first half. Very interesting first half of play here from West. And at halftime, it's number one Iowa City West 30 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 26. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
We are back with you here at Iowa City West. Scott Udashville done with you at halftime. 30-26 the lead here for Iowa City West. Low scoring game. Both teams shooting it very well here in the first half of play. And just a wild, interesting finish there to that first half.
Yeah, it was really kind of one of those things where you know, we're up high, so there wasn't anything really demonstrative there. It all started with Matt Mims. Thinking he took a charge with 0.3 seconds left. They ran a beautiful play at the end, Xavier did, to get the score. And there was contact, official called the block, and some conversation going on there, and I don't know what happened, but the official just all of a sudden called technical on Coach Lersman, or the Xavier bench, I guess. And then so Connor McCaffrey winds up could shoot 4 free throws. When it could have been a 1-point game, now it winds up being a 4-point game at half.
Take a look at our halftime scoring for Iowa City West, being led at halftime by Connor McCaffrey with 9. A couple field goals, one of those a 3-pointer. And a 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Patrick McCaffrey at halftime. 6 points for Devontae Lane. Also, 3 points for Evan Flitz on a three-pointer. Sabian Sims with two, and Hakeem Odunze with two as well. For Xavier, Max Tekau leading the way with a dozen. He's got 12. Seven for Matt Mims. Noah Bukowski with five, and Bryce Schulte with two at the halftime break. Turnover, Xavier with four in the first half. Iowa City West also with four in the first half of play. West 10 of 13 from the free throw line, while Xavier 5 out of 6 from the line. Xavier with 9 two-point goals to 7 for West, and West with 2 three-pointers to 1 for Xavier. And the bench scoring right now is 7-0 in favor of the Trojans here at the halftime break. I'll throw it to you for looking rebounding.
Yeah, we got it right now. We got 12 to 10. Xavier actually has the lead in rebounds, which is going to be one of the things that Coach Lersman is going to be happy about. Coach Bergman's going to have a reason to get on his kids a little bit, but Xavier's plus two in this category right now. We'll look at the individuals. Max Tekau has half of their rebounds. He's got six rebounds, four Cedar Rapids Xavier, three on both sides of the court, defensively and offensively. Three rebounds for Bryce Schulte. One rebound apiece for Matt Mims, Nolan Bukowski, as well as Gabe Lux. Three offensive, nine defense, total of 12 for Xavier. Iowa City West, they were led by Patrick McCaffrey and Connor McCaffrey, each with three rebounds. Contributing two, Devontae Lane. One apiece is Evan Flitz and Hakeem Odunze. Only one offensive rebound for Iowa City West. Nine defensive, a total of 10 for Iowa City West. So not many rebounds in the first half of play, Scott.
Not many, and right now West at halftime has got to be talking about Max Tekau, because he's had his way with West on the interior.
Yeah, he has, and besides just getting, you know, Xavier's been patient and been smart about it, what they've done. They've come down, they've been pretty deliberate in what they've done in the half-court game, and then they work it until they find the matchup they like. Usually it's Tekau on the block. Mims gets some penetration. Draws the defender to him, dumps it off, and he gets something going there. So West's going to have to talk about how they want to defend, what they're going to do. Better get better rotation from the guards that aren't involved in the initial action to get some help in the interior.
And for Iowa City West, they got to find a way to get this thing up-tempo a little bit as Xavier's forced them into a half-court situation. And so far, West has had as much as a 5-point lead, but Xavier's still in this game right now.
Yeah, and they got to be happy. They got to be happy with this going on right now, even though, you know, they've used three timeouts. They're going to have only two timeouts here left in the second half. And I think they were a little bit mad going into halftime the way it ended there. And they're already out shooting, and they didn't spend much time in there talking about things. And here comes West. They're not going to spend a lot of time in there either. But, I think Coach Lur's been not real happy with how that transpired at the end of that half with the officiating.
So we are at the break with Iowa City West on top of Cedar Rapids Xavier, 30-26. Of course, both these teams at West actually has one more game coming up on Saturday. They're going to head tomorrow afternoon up to the Twin Cities. They're going to play Saturday afternoon up in Hopkins, Minnesota. They will take on Crete and Durham Hall, one of the top teams in the state of Minnesota, out of St. Paul. Of course, Xavier will get ready for Monday night's game against Central DeWitt. That is their first rounder. That's going to be the early game over at Mount Vernon, beginning at 6:30. And Mount Vernon will be playing in the nightcap, and if both those teams advance, they will be playing on Thursday night of next week. So, and a lot of people may be... You got to win the games, but a lot of people may be looking ahead to a Mount Vernon Xavier matchup.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's going to be the one that, on paper, that's what it looks like it's going to be. But you know, Xavier, I think you know, without Jones going into that one, that's definitely going to hurt him a little bit. They've responded pretty well tonight, though, in the first 16 minutes of play here in this ball game without having him on the court. Some other kids have filled in nicely and gave good minutes. Xavier, I think with the exception of maybe one or two times here tonight, they've had great shot selection, Scott. They've been pretty particular. They haven't taken many bad shots.
Let's give you some scores tonight in the districts in classes 2A and 1A. First of all, Let's start in Class 1A. Belle Plaine has beat GMG tonight, 64-44. Danville over Winfield Mountain Union, 68-28. Turkey Valley over Lansing Key, 49-42. Also from the area, it was Burlington Notre Dame over Fort Madison Holy Trinity, 61-54. Two-way scores, Beckman over MFL Marmac tonight, 62-41. Comanche ends North Cedar's season, 88-59. And Dyke New Hartford over Waterloo Columbus, 83-47. I know West Branch had a lead late. As soon as that game is done, the 106.3 FM folks, after the post game, will be joining us for the second half here at West High between the Trojans and the Xavier Saints right here. Tomorrow night, girls tournament basketball. We'll have a pair of 2A games for you beginning at 6:50 on 1600 AM and 107.5. It'll be North Lynn hosting Grundy Center. And then on 106.3 FM, it'll be Maquoketa Valley, number 14, at number 1 Iowa City Regina tomorrow night. And that will be on 106.3 FM beginning at 6:50. Of course, our game features number 5, North Lynn, taking on Grundy Center, is unrated, but only with a couple of losses on the year. Should be good basketball coming your way tomorrow night right here on KGYM.
That time of year, you get a lot of good games, Scott, and interesting matchups. Sometimes you get the conference matchups. Other times you get the matchups where teams haven't seen each other before. So you get a little bit of everything this time of year, and it's a fun time to be a high school basketball fan.
Looking over to our left, Coach Jim O'Connell here from the football team, and Dwayne's down below here from the Xavier football team. And mentioned all kinds of folks here tonight helping out the Kenny Arnold Foundation, if you will, for lack of better word. A lot of former Hawkeyes in the house. All the teams wearing the Kenny Arnold t-shirts for the warm-ups tonight as well. So that's good to see. All right, set to go for the second half. Of course, Xavier playing without Jackson Jones tonight. He was out with a concussion. Want to welcome everyone in on 106.3 FM. After the West Branch win tonight over Wapello, Scott Unash and Phil Dunn with you. We're at halftime. Number 1 Iowa City West with a 4-point lead over Cedar Rapids Xavier at 30-26. And West will have the ball in the arrow to start the second half with Disterhoff, Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey. Also into the ball game, Isaiah Ono-Fillard and Devontae Lane playing with two fouls for West. Xavier start man-to-man. So we're underway with half number 2. Lane with the stutter dribble, coming left with it. Tries to go back door, nobody home, and the ball thrown away.
Miscommunication. They had a two-man game on that side with Connor McCaffrey and Lane. Lane thought McCaffrey was going to back door, like you say, and he popped out. And whenever you make that one-hand push pass, you can't bring it back. You know, with only one hand out there.
Xavier to the bucket to our left. Now Matt Mims picked up his second foul. He's got two. Gabe Lux coming off the bench has two for West. Devontae Lane, the only player with two.
1-3-1. Patrick McCaffrey at the point.
And now Xavier gives it right back on an errant pass to the corner.
You know, Xavier trying to get organized against the zone, the 1-3-1. They were trying, and they go 2-1-2. Usually teams like to set against that 1-3-1 look.
And this is a tough 1-3-1 because West has so much length. Connor McCaffrey drops it off for Patrick on the right block. Backing his way in, puts up the high-arching turnaround, no good, but it's off Tekau's hand and out of bounds. And it's going to stay West basketball.
Tekau, you thought, was going to get it there, but just not much. I don't know if it surprised them that it was that short, maybe.
Connor McCaffrey to put it in. Here on West High Senior Night, he'll have to hook it out deep to fellow senior Devontae Lane. Right back it comes. Down to the corner to Disterhoff as they work the triangle left. They'll clear it out. Connor going one-on-one. On the drive, hangs, puts it up. Can't get the roll. Weak side rebound, loose in the paint, and picked up by Max Tekau.
Yeah, Tekau had one arm behind his back that time, battling for it, and he gets control with only one hand.
Ryan Lersman got a technical in that first half, so he's got to sit down, or at least the bench did. Not sure if it was Coach Lersman or not. Quinn Schulte, Xavier's going to spread court against this 1-3-1 with Patrick McCaffrey out front. Bryce Trapp gets rid of it now to Mims. Stutter dribble, takes in the lane, knocked away by Fillard. Picked back up, and a bad pass stolen away. Two-on-two break. Lane all the way down. Lost it going up out of bounds. They're going to keep it, I believe, with West.
What did Well, Mims, I guess Mims must have got a hand in there to poke it away. I just thought he lost control of it going up. But boy, does Patrick McCaffrey cause problems out there at the top of that zone.
6'7" in the long arms. Inbound the lane. They'll isolate him in the far corner, and he'll work it back up top and set it up for Iowa City West. 6:19 to play here in the third. Patrick McCaffrey working the perimeter in the lane. Shovels it over to Connor in the right corner. Kono Fullard reverses it to Disterhoff. On the drive, Patrick, spin move left of the lane. Follow away shot, in and out, back in again for Patrick McCaffrey.
Going to his right, comes back to his left, showing his versatility out there. Good all-around offensive player.
10 for McCaffrey, and it's 32-26, and this is the biggest West lead of the ball game. From the corner, Bukowski wide open, three, and he buries it.
They needed that one, the Xavier Saints did, and it comes from Bukowski, not one of their main scorers.
Up to about 10 a game, though. Patrick got double-teamed, stolen away. Help defense coming from Matt Mims. Mims coast-to-coast, a drive and a kick to the corner to Bukowski, and now Xavier will set it back up. Off the sixth turnover by West. Drop pass inside, Tech out posting up. Block to block, shot rejected out of bounds by Patrick McCaffrey on Bryce Schulte.
That was a good pass on offense. Like you say, the block to block because he was double-teamed down there. But Patrick McCaffrey, he came from all the way to the top of that zone to make that block.
And he got it in a big, big way. Inbound, Tech out, powers it up for two.
Finds the open time. Mims is the inbounder, the good passer.
Five in a row, and it's down to a one-point game again. 32-31 West. Patrick McCaffrey driving baseline, cut off by Bukowski, hooks it up top, Ono Fullard to the corner lane for three, short, rebound Xavier. One and done, and here comes Mims, and Xavier can take the lead. Don't look past inside to Schulte, got his man in the air, and a foul called as Disterhoff, I think, took a tumble as he went airborne.
Schulte, that nice little shot fake. Getting that defender to buy into it all the way and enough size he could stand through it. That guy landing on his back. Most people that would take down, but good to see Disterhoff getting up too. He hit the ground pretty hard. He's moving all right.
Yep, he's okay. Bryce Schulte to the free throw line. Xavier as a team, 65%. And Bryce with the free throw and got the first one. 7 of 19 coming in. As Evan Flitz will check in for Disterhoff for West High.
A little bit smaller with Flitz out there than Disterhoff.
Xavier going for the lead, 32-32. Free throw number two up and good. Bryce Schulte with four.
Looked good shooting those free throws.
Averages about 2.5 a game. And Xavier with a one-point lead. Patrick McCaffrey on the far sideline. Up top to Flitz. They reverse it. To the near side corner of the lane, outside the arc, to Akeem Adunsi. He'll go up with a three, back iron, no, rebounded by Mims. Adunsi back in there for West High. Steve Bergman still kind of trying to find the right combination here tonight.
West is back in the man-to-man.
Mims circles it out front. Patrick McCaffrey has been on him most of the night here, going for that big height advantage there for West. Here's Mims on the fake, driving baseline, in all the way, circles it back out, gets it back from Tech out, sets the screen, three short, rebound Bryce Schulte, and he got pushed, no, he stepped on the baseline. And now a technical foul on Bryce Schulte.
Wow, he was walking away too.
Second Xavier technical foul.
Went on a player on Bryce Schulte, like you said. Well, what was happening there, Scott, is there was Schulte going for the ball. They said he was out of bounds, but there was some contact that maybe led to him falling down and leading his momentum going out of bounds. Official called it the other way. Schulte walking away. I don't know what he said, though. He the official heard him, but Schulte was walking away from him at the time when the technical was called.
Connor McCaffrey got both free throws, and now it's going to be ball out of bounds to West. As Trojans back out in front by one. Standing dribble up top to the high post lane. Comes off the high ball screen on the power drive all the way in and drew the foul. Couple of free throws coming up. Quint Schulte will pick that one up.
That'll be his second personal foul. And Devontae Lane on the line for West High. He's a 77% foul shooter. Two out of two tonight. He's got 6 points. And the free throw is too strong, no good.
Having a hard time getting anything going on the offensive end right now, West.
One more coming up. Trying to give West a 2-point lead. On the way, and we've got a violation on Evan Flitz. So wave off the free throw.
And I didn't see it. I don't know what happened, if he stepped over the line too quick or what. But
stays 34-33 over the halfway mark of a very strange third quarter. Mims bounced to Tech out in the high post. Looking. Thought about going to Bukowski. Instead, goes over to the far side to Mims. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Lane comes up with it. Devontae down the baseline. In all the way. No good. Put back. No good. Tipped around. And Connor McCaffrey going to get the foul. Trying to get it away from Matt Mims.
Save your crowd applauds, but it's a little bit more of a...
The Bronx cheer.
There you go. Good words. Good words.
Xavier will walk it up. This has been played at the Xavier tempo they wanted. Yeah,
this is what they want, you're right.
34-33, angling off the high ball screen. Mims gets doubled out front, dribbles out of it, looking for help, gets it to Bukowski. Bryce Schulte with Connor McCaffrey on him. Tries a drop-off fence inside, and Odunsi stole it away.
He uses quickness to get around Tacko on the post-up.
Turnover number 7. Hand back to Connor McCaffrey. Stutter dribble, goes crossover, brings it back out now against Schulte. To Hakeem Odunsi. Cross-court pass, Sabian Sims back in there now. The 6'6 junior putting it on the floor. On the drive, McCaffrey, left-hand floater good. Had a little fall away at the end there.
Yeah, and the lefty created a little space that time too from the defender. Just a little enough nudge to get himself open.
13 for Connor McCaffrey. Leading West, 36-33 to the corner. Bukowski, quick three, no. And the weak side board to Sabian Sims.
That's not what Xavier wants. I'm sure Coach Lersman doesn't like the quick one.
Stop and go dribble, drive, kick to the corner. Lane for three, short. Rebound comes out deep, loose on the floor, picked up by West.
Sims again.
Flitz in there along with Sims. Connor McCaffrey, Odunsi, and Devontae Lane for Steve Bergman. Connor McCaffrey sprinting right of the lane. Cross-court pass to Sims. Has it outside the arc. Up top to Odunsi. Comes off the ball screen. 17-footer on the way and got it.
Right. Connor McCaffrey sets the ball screen. Nice looking jump. Get down there. He's going to get to shoot two. Probing the defense with his dribble penetration, then backing out, and then going again.
Third on Devontae Lane. And he's going to come out of the game for West. Free throw by Mims is good.
Has Mims been out of the ballgame, Scott? Do you
no.
remember any? I don't think so either. I think he's gone the whole way. Showing good conditioning out there, getting his break on the free throw. Got legs yet. Nice looking shot on that free throw.
Bryce Schulte will check out. Max Johnson in for Xavier. Second free throw up and good for Mims. He's got 9 on the edge of double figures. 38-35. West High out in front with the basketball. Going to the bucket to the right side. Drop off pass inside. They lob it to Connor McCaffrey. One on one. Now gets doubled. Gets rid of it to Odunsi. On the drive. Down the lane. Stops. Turn around. Right hander. Good for the heart of the paint.
Tough matchup for Xavier. If he gets going on offense, you can just see. You know, if you get some confidence going, he's a hard guard to guard.
6'6 junior, and he can light it up at times. He's a streaky player. 40-35, West by 5. Under a minute to play. Mims yo-yos the dribble right of the circle. Outside the arc, goes crossover, stop and go move. Leaves it for Johnson. Spin move inside, back to Mims. Penetrates, splits a double team, and a hand check going to be called. And it's going to go against
Patrick McCaffrey.
Patrick.
Said he got him on the hip, I guess.
Second on Patrick. Inbound, give and go to Bukowski. Missed the left-hand layup, though. Rebounded by West. Flitz saved it in. Or McCaffrey saved it in the flits that time. See it go. West goes for one. Shake and bake move. McCaffrey a drive and a kick out to Sims. Right back it comes to Connor. Behind the screen. Step back three. Ring it out for Connor McCaffrey.
Yeah, they went, Xavier's got time. Plenty of time now. They went for the quick one.
Biggest lead of the night. 43-35. West out in front by eight. Mims, 9 seconds. Ball handling out front. Between the circles. No look pass to Johnson. Baseline jumper short all the way. Rebound Patrick McCaffrey. He'll let it go from three-quarter court, and it's no good at the end of the third quarter. After three, it's Iowa City West, 43, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, 35. Back with quarter number four in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here in Iowa City, Scott Unash along with Phil Dunn. The Iowa women, by the way, cruising right now, 71-52 over Northwestern. And we got Disterhoffs all over the place.
Parents were here. I don't know if they're still here, but they were here for the senior night. Maybe they split duty. Maybe one went to Carver and one stayed here then after that.
Xavier with the basketball. A little danger territory right now for Xavier, down by eight. Mims off the clear out, jab step, now launches a deep three and got it from the left side.
Big shot, big possession for the Saints coming out of the break.
12 for Mims, and the lead at 5, 43-38. Odunsi, right free throw line, working on Tekau, gets it back to Connor McCaffrey. In there with Disterhoff, Patrick McCaffrey, and Sabian Sims, and we've got a hold out front on Xavier.
Tekau, that they said had a hand on him.
Only the first on Tekau. Johnson out, and coming back in for Xavier is Bryce Schulte. So it's Schulte and Schulte, Tekau, Mims, and Bukowski for the Saints. Saints playing without Jackson Jones tonight. Sabian Sims goes between the legs of the dribble, out front to Patrick McCaffrey. It's a right back to Odunsi. Cross court, they reverse it over to Sims, to the corner to Patrick. Puts it on the floor, circles left free throw line, and traveled with it.
Comes to that jump stop. Both feet slid a little bit.
Turnover number 7 on West High. Even Fran shook his head on that one.
He agreed. Now they're going to pick up a just.
Left it short, tip no good. Rebound loose to Cowell, gets it for Xavier.
Connor McCaffrey's got some close looking in shots. And he's worked hard to get there, and he's just not been able to finish all of them tonight.
That's kind of been the West mantra tonight. Tekau doubled over in the far corner. Drives in, lost it on the spin move. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Sims knocked it away. Here's Odunsi. Takes it into the lane. Lob pass over to Patrick McCaffrey. Got doubled for a moment, lost it, picks it up. Turnaround shot good. The high archer right of the lane for Patrick McCaffrey.
He's get that big step where he's able to put it down and bring it back all the way through.
Back to a 7-point cushion, 45-38 West High. Mims bounce up top to Tekau. Schulte as he overload that right side. Mims push pass with one hand, bullet down low to Connor McCaffrey, and he comes up with a steal. Ahead to Patrick in the open court. He'll take it in and lay it up and good.
And he doesn't dunk it this time. He decides just to go off the glass. We've seen a lot of that. But brother to brother does a nice job finishing.
He's going to get a Xavier timeout. 5:20 to play here in the ball game. It'll be a full timeout It's West with their biggest lead of the night, 47-38 over Xavier. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls closed out their regular season with their eighth straight victory, topping Linmar 40-35 last Friday, and will open tournament action this Saturday night by hosting Clear Creek Amana at 7 p.m. The Xavier wrestlers advanced three wrestlers to this week's state tournament in Des Moines. Patrick Chambers at 126, Josh Gerke at 145, and Alex Francis at 220 all finished as district runner-ups and advanced to state. The Xavier bowling teams competed at the district tournament at May City Bowl on Tuesday. The boys finished second as a team, and Jacob Fulton qualified individually with a statewide high series score of 5-12. The Xavier girls also finished second and also had an individual qualifier in Tanya Zog with a 398 two-game series.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
47-38, West with their biggest lead of the ballgame as we rejoin you here with 5:20 to play in the ballgame. Xavier with a basketball. Down by nine against the West man-to-man. Bukowski in the far corner. Circles back up top to Mims. Fakes. Lane goes for the steal. No-look pass back to Bukowski as they play catch with it. Patrick McCaffrey been guarding Matt Mims most of the night. Bukowski gets doubled. Pass over to Tekau. Baseline jumper. Rimming in and out. No. And the rebound to Patrick McCaffrey.
Well, got it. Got their leading scorer shot in a good situation. He couldn't finish.
Dister hopped inside, finishes though, and a nice kiss off the glass.
And a little secondary break that time. Run him to the block and let him get the ball.
First two for Disterhoff. 49-38 in favor of West. Four and a half to play in the game. Off the clear out. Mims going one-on-one. Drive, kicks it back out top now to Quinn Schulte. He'll put it on the floor with the left hand. Xavier can't afford to be as patient as they have been now, down 11. Bukowski coming off the screen, pops a jumper, no. Right free throw line extended, and the rebound to Connor McCaffrey. Now it's one and done for Xavier. Lane all the way down, the paint scores off the glass.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that Iowa City West has done a good job of limiting them to one shot.
Now I think we got a warning on West for basket interference after the ball went through the hoop.
Yeah, and he didn't report it to the bench, though. He just told the player to not do it.
51-38 over the halfway mark of the game's fourth quarter. Far sideline, putting on the floor. Mims goes baseline, cut off by Disterhoff. Good help defense. Right back it comes to Bryce Schulte as West has really turned up the man-to-man. On the drive, Mims all the way in, goes up for the scoop layup and got fouled going up.
I'm going to go into his left that time. The only person that was there to help was Disterhoff, and when he got in there, he reached at the end.
Nate Disterhoff picks up the foul. And to the line, Matt Mims. 5.5, 12 in the game, and misses the first free throw. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight.
And a little bit hard off the back of the rim there, Mims was. I don't know if... And we talked about a little earlier, he's played every second of this ball game.
One out of two. And it'll be West bringing it down with the lead of a dozen. Patrick McCaffrey left of the circle. Bullet pass down low. Sims got doubled in the post. Gets it back out down to Patrick. High standing left-hand dribble. Got rid of it out of there to Lane up top. 3:15 to play. Connor McCaffrey directing traffic. Goes left on the drive. Goes up with a little left-hand floater. No, got his own rebound, though. Back up and in. Stuck with it. Connor McCaffrey with two more.
Yeah, he did. And he went up with two hands, made sure he got the rebound first, and then a good, strong finish.
For McCaffrey now, inside Tech Allors, the shoulder creates space and got the hoop.
Play through it.
Pop. Sims, the extra pass now to Connor. Jab step, now step back three, no. Rebound underneath, fought for, and Tekau out battles Sabian Sims.
Two long arm players going at it right there.
Bounce down on the block. Here is the jumper up and good for Tekau and the high archer from 10.
Trying to battle this back, battle their way back, the Saints.
Still down 10. We're going to get a full timeout taken here by West. 2:06 to play in the ball game. It's West 53, Xavier 43. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back after this here at KGYN.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month. Protect your engine with Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you at West, and off the timeout, West spreads the court. They go back door. Devontae Lane gets the layup and a foul, and he'll go to the line. Chance at the three-point play. Quinn Schulte picks up his third.
And that's classic when they spread the floor thin like that to get that little dribble penetration in and cuts baseline. And that time it was Lane who cut baseline. It gets an easy finish at the rim.
11 for Devontae Lane, and West putting this one away. 56-43, minute 43 to play. Mims goes crossover, pull-up jumper way short, and a rebound to Adunze. Long outlet pass, here comes Devontae Lane into the front court. As West High going to bring it out here. Xavier with only five team fouls, so they do have one to give.
You might just play through this too, Scott. I don't know if they're going to want to foul. Nobody from the bench calling for it.
West going to try to get, I think, some of the seniors in. Josh Van Roekel is come to the scorer's table. McCaffrey in the crossover, drives left of the lane, lost it, picked up by Tekau, 3-on-2 break. Tekau all the way up, blocked from behind by Lane, and a foul called on Patrick McCaffrey.
Lane timed it well, coming in late at the end, but yeah, they said McCaffrey got him down low probably.
Yeah, the block was good. And Tekau on the line for a pair. He's had a nice night tonight for Xavier. Free throw up and in and out, no good.
Got 9 rebounds in tonight's ball game. Tekau does.
Van Roekel will come in for Disterhoff. So Van Roekel, a 6'5 senior, on senior night getting some action. Tekau's second free throw swished right through. 19.9 for Tekau, came in averaging 12.2, and Gabe Lux will come in for Bryce Schulte for Xavier.
Yeah, going a little smaller there, trying to chase a little bit more with the guards.
A little full court pressure put on by the Saints. Lux working on Odunsi, and he fouled him in the backcourt. Only the 16th foul. So it looks as though West will go to 18-2 with one more coming up. They'll win the Valley or Mississippi Division. And Xavier will, at worst, have a tie for second, depending on what happens tonight. If Senior wins, they will get the Valley Division, and they were up big on Waterloo East. So it looks like they are going to get it as the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with West with 46 seconds to play.
See if we can do some homework here, Scott, and see if we can see that Senior score.
Senior would win by one game over Kennedy. Yes, Kennedy. And taking it all the way in and scoring is Adunsi. He's had a nice night off the bench with 8.
Yeah, you can see why Coach Bergman likes his ability.
Mims drives all the way in. Shot rejected out of bounds at 28.9 to go.
It'll be Mims to inbound. Maybe some scores on the post-game show coming up. As West going to bring some more.
Some of those seniors, aren't they?
Yep. Hershey Henstrom will come in. T.J. Hilberry also coming in. And now Xavier's going to reciprocate. Matt Ropp will come in. And Spencer Dempewolf. And also coming in for Xavier will be Aaron Bartles. And Jack Scott all coming in. And Bo Van Berkum will also come in for Xavier. 28.9 to play. And everybody's ready to go, and we'll inbound it with Xavier. Who's going to shoot it first? Here's Dempewolf at the free throw line. Bounce down to the right baseline, turn around, shot up and good for Jack Scott. He was the one who was going to shoot it first.
And he lost the shoe. He had to put his shoe on.
Hey, I trade 2 points for a shoe. 58-46, 5 seconds to play. West just going to dribble it out, and West will win the Mississippi Division here tonight at home and win on senior night. West High, 58, Cedar Rapids Xavier, 46. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the post-game show from Iowa City right after this two-minute break here on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls closed out their regular season with their 8th straight victory, topping Linmar 40-35 last Friday, and will open tournament action this Saturday night by hosting Clear Creek Amana at 7 p.m. The Xavier wrestlers advanced 3 wrestlers to this week's state tournament in Des Moines. Patrick Chambers at 126, Josh Gerke at 145, and Alex Francis at 220 all finished as district runner-ups and advanced to state. The Xavier bowling teams competed at the district tournament at May City Bowl on Tuesday. The boys finished second as a team, and Jacob Fulton qualified individually with a statewide high series score of 5-12. The Xavier girls also finished second and also had an individual qualifier in Tanya Zog with a 398 two-game series.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you here at Iowa City as the West High Trojans get the victory tonight over Cedar Rapids Xavier by a score of 58-46, and a happy senior night here, and I hope I have enough we're going to make Gordy lean in a little bit here. Gordon Rundquist joining us here on the post-game show, and it wasn't the prettiest thing in the world tonight, was it? But you probably expected that from a pretty good Xavier team.
They're a very good team. I thought we finally woke up middle part of the third quarter. So 4 minutes left in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, I thought we played pretty well. Thought defensively we had some things which were bothering us. We were switching too much on the high ball screen, providing them a lot of looks to the inside with Tekau. Our rebounding had something to be desired. I think we had one offensive rebound the first half. So, yeah, last home game in the regular season for us, so at least we finished with a win, so
yeah,
proud of that.
You've been through a lot of senior nights, and there's always something a little strange about senior nights.
Yes, that is. I've been through quite a few of them. But
you can't explain it, but it always.
For some odd reason, they just seem to be a little bit down today. So.
Yeah, but still got the victory. Some good performances. First of all, I thought Odunsi did a really nice job coming off the bench tonight.
He's been improving. We've been trying to get him to jump stop when he gets close to the basket, and my God, he finally did two in a row and scored. And we even told him that. He said, "Way to go, you know, Hakeem, good job, buddy." So we'll rest up while we got a short practice tomorrow, and then, fourth period we'll practice, and then head up to Minneapolis for our game up there on Saturday. So.
Not a lot of rest for you guys.
No. Like we said, we had basically one-third of the season in 2 weeks. So,
Connor McCaffrey, we had him with 18 points, 8 rebounds. Senior, he's got to be your main leader, one of your main leaders out there. Nice to see him finish with a good all-around ball game.
Yes, he had a good game. Devontae Lane also had a lot of steals early, provided us some good points off his steals. And I thought also the latter part of the third quarter and fourth quarter, we got a running game going too, which definitely helped us.
Yeah, because they made you play half court, kind of their tempo in the first half. And it's hard to, when you're at that tempo, it's hard to kind of shift gears a little bit. I know you guys were trying to do it, but it's just hard.
Yes, it is.
Well, what about, you know a lot about Creighton-Dereham Hall? other than they've had a lot of good athletes go through there?
Got a 6'9 kid going to Minnesota. So, once again, like last Saturday, we'll see a real good big kid, the 6'9 kid. From Webster Groves is going to Louisiana. Louisiana.
Yeah, and this will get you ready for the state tournament.
Oh, definitely. Though. Best competition you play, the better off you are, especially before tournament time.
Yeah. Do you know what the movies are tomorrow on the way up?
We're driving vans this time.
Oh, vans. Yes, okay.
Really happy about that. Yeah.
No movies then that you get to watch. Well, safe travels, Gordy.
Well, definitely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Yeah. Thank you. Gordy Rundquist, assistant coach here at Iowa City West, as the Trojans win it tonight by a score of 58-46. And they go now to 18-2 on the year and 15-1 in the conference to close up the Mississippi Valley. And Xavier finishes up 10-11 and 8-8. In conference play. Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for Iowa City West. 3 in double figures. Connor McCaffrey and Patrick McCaffrey leading the way. Connor with 18 points tonight. Did it on 5 field goals, a couple of threes, and a 6 out of 6 night from the free throw line. Patrick McCaffrey with 14 points tonight. Right behind Devontae Lane with 11 at 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Hakeem Odunsi off the bench with 8. 3 points for Evan Flitz on a three-pointer, and Nate Disterhoff with a bucket for 2. For Xavier tonight, led by Max Tekau with 19 points. He was terrific in this one. Matt Mims with 13. He had a very solid game tonight as well. Nolan Bukowski with 8, including a couple of threes. 4 for Bryce Schulte, and Jack Scott had a 2 tonight as well for the Xavier Saints off the bench. Bench scoring was 11-2 West. Xavier turned it over 8 times. West turned it over 7 times in the ball game. Each team with 3 three-pointers. And pretty even Steven at the free throw line. West High was 13 of 18 all told. And for Xavier, they were 11 of 14 all told as well tonight. And I'll throw it to you for a look at rebounding.
Now rebounding, Iowa City West came from behind at the halftime deficit, and they wound up winning the battle of the board 24-18. Individually, Connor McCaffrey lead the way with 8. Great performance from your senior point guard, getting your team-high rebounds and team-high points tonight. 5 rebounds for Patrick McCaffrey, 4 for Devontae Lane, 2 apiece for Sabian Sims, as well as Hakeem Odunsi, and Evan Flitz contributing 1 rebound. 7 offensive, 17 defense, total of 24 for the Trojans. 4 Cedar Rapids Xavier. Max Tekau with game-high honors with 9 rebounds, 6 of those coming in the first half. Matt Mims with 4, Bryce Schulte with 3, and contributing 1 apiece is Nolan Bukowski as well as Gabe Lux. 3 offensive, 15 defense, total of 18 for the Saints.
So the win, the West High tonight, as they win at 58-46. And two teams, as we get ready for the tournament run here, that obviously Xavier winning the 3A championship, going to be a tough road to get there. They play Central DeWitt starting on Monday, going to be a big favorite in that one. But then probably going to have to face Mount Vernon on Mount Vernon's home court. And then on the other side could be Davenport Assumption coming out of there, or Dubuque Wallert, depending on Wallert's health. I know they were missing three starters the other night, but not going to be the easiest path for Xavier, but they're starting to play good basketball. Sounds like they're going to be without Jackson Jones on Monday, but if they advance, should get him back for the second-round game on Thursday night.
Yeah, and you know, tonight they lost this ball game, but I think a lot of people coming into this may have thought, you had a chance anyway of getting run here, Scott, tonight. You know, and they played a pretty good ball game here tonight and executed the game plan pretty well. They played at the tempo they want to, and Iowa City West was definitely the favorite coming into this one on paper and everything else in the matchup. So you take some momentum out of it. I know it sounds strange, you know, you're on a loss, but you take some momentum going, considering you didn't have Jones playing tonight, and you lost his points and his contributions as well. So you look forward, and you turn your attention now to that Monday night ball game, and it's one game at a time, literally, here on out. It's a one-game season for every team going forward.
And for Iowa City West, a little bit different trail. They're going to take on the winner of Pleasant Valley Clinton coming up next Friday night. They will have almost a week off from the game on Saturday up in the Twin Cities to get ready for their first-round game. They're going to be heavily favored to get to the state tournament, probably going to be the favorite once they get to the state tournament. We'll see how the seedings go with the brand-new seeding procedure in there. But you got to win the games first. And for West, could be the biggest enemy is West. Complacency. You got to go out there. And I think they found out last year against Valley. You can't have minutes that you're not out there. You got to go 32 minutes a night.
Yeah, consistency. I know Coach Bergman preaches that and talks about that, and how you got to play every possession. You got to break it down, and whether it's a defensive possession or an offensive possession, you got to try and come out and beat the other team on that each possession down the floor. And it's a different looking team this year. They get up and down a little bit more, and good transition basketball, that sort of stuff. But it's still, when it comes down to it, it seems like if you're going to win the state championship, you better play good half-court defense, and you better be able to get stops when you need it. And then you got to execute on the offense in half-court sets and half-court offense. Those are the two things that you got to hang your hat on, ultimately, when it comes down to it, down the final stretch. So, you know, West is very good. You know, the team, I haven't seen Clinton, but we saw Pleasant Valley.
Yep.
You know, they play a slowdown type game too.
Yes, they will.
And in that contrasting style, you know, you saw a little bit here tonight. You get in those games and you don't know. I mean, West is going to be the heavy favorite in that, no doubt. But that's why you just got to be ready to play every time.
Pleasant Valley, if it indeed is Pleasant Valley, they're going to try to slow it down to a snail's pace, even more than Xavier did in this one here tonight. Adjust.
And that's how they play. I mean, that's Pleasant Valley style, night in, night out. That's what they do. So you're going to have to, you got to play all the way.
Yep. So, West gets the victory tonight, 58-46. They've got Crete Durham Hall out of St. Paul, powerhouse out of the Twin Cities coming up on Saturday. They'll play in the afternoon up at Hopkins, Minnesota. They're going to be leaving tomorrow afternoon. Xavier will get ready for Central DeWitt coming up on Monday night, 6:30 over at Mount Vernon, the opener of that doubleheader over there. And West Branch, they've got a victory tonight, as you heard earlier, 106.3 FM. Linmar with an 83-80 win up at Waterloo West tonight for the Lions. They get that victory there. And also, I believe, Dubuque Senior, they were way ahead over Waterloo East.
We thought that at the time. We were trying to get one. We haven't got an actual final, but it looks like they were going to win.
Yeah. So that would make Dubuque Senior the Valley Division champions in the MVC. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight at 107.5, 106.3 FM, and 1600 AM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. One upset tonight on the boys' side. West Burlington was upset by Tipton 78-66 tonight. And also, East Buchanan beat Edco 79-77 in Class 1A. And how about that for an upset? West Branch won 75-63. Regina lost tonight to Central Lee 60-58. So the Regina boys have their season come to an end tonight as well. We'll have all of the scores for you throughout the night on Sports Update as soon as we get back to the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And Phil, we're off to the tournaments now. Ready or not?
Looking forward to it, Scott. Great time of year to be a high school basketball fan.
Absolutely. And tournament action coming up tomorrow night on our frequencies. 6:50 will be the airtime, 7 o'clock with the tip-off on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM tomorrow night. Number 5 at 2A, North Lynn, the Lynx, will host Grundy Center from Troy Mills tomorrow night. Steve Dozer will join me for that one. And then on 106.3 FM, the South Gym tomorrow night, it'll be number 1, Iowa City Regina, hosting number 14, Maquoketa Valley, out of that tough Tri-Rivers Conference, coming up tomorrow night. And Alex Good, Eric Peterson with the call on that one coming up tomorrow evening at 6:50. And you and I will get together next on Monday night. We will be at Jeff for Jeff Western Dubuque in a 4A first rounder.
That'll be a good one to see, too. You get to see, I haven't seen Western Dubuque on the year. But
got a youngster that's very good.
Yeah, and the Jayhawks want to keep this season going because they've made a tremendous amount of improvement this year.
That'll be coming up on Monday. More games coming up on Saturday night as well. That's going to wrap things up here tonight. Big thanks to David Schulte, our in-studio producer tonight. Craig Heagle, the new athletic director at Iowa City West, thanks to him and all the staff here at West High. Big thanks to all our great boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast here tonight. Final score of this one, the finale in the Mississippi Valley Conference tonight. It was number 1 in 4A, Iowa City West, over the defending 3A state champion Xavier Saints. The final score, West 58. Xavier 46. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from Iowa City.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers support high school sports.